And we're talking with Bob Jackman from LaValley Middleton Building Supply. With the colder weather, and it's been warm for the last couple of days, but it's going to get cold again. Winter is not over yet. Many people decide on doing some interior projects, especially painting a room, repainting a room. How does one get a good start on that, Bob?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because to get a good, successful outcome, which is always our goal, on a painting project, you start at the end and work your way back.
So you go backwards, and rather than...
Yeah. And what we tell people is to pick your finished product. Decide what you want that wall to look like. Obviously, there's a color choice.
Yeah.
But do you want it shiny? Do you want it dull? Do you want it eggshell? So pick out your finished product. And then, guys, you got to pay attention here. Turn the can around and read the instructions on the back.
That's right. And I should add, because in my own painting experience, I've been painted since I was in high school, the paint formulas change, and the way you use them is always a little bit different.
And you're absolutely right. And, no matter how many times you mention it, and I'll be the first one to break all these rules. I put a toilet in my house, and the toilet tank was a different shape than the old tank, so the part behind it, which was now exposed, wasn't painted when the room was repainted. And so I, of course, took a paper towel, wiped the surface down, and then took the old paint, shook the heck out of it, and applied it with a foam brush. All of those things are wrong, and it worked out fine.
Well, it was just a small area.
That's a huge minority, believe me. Now, in talking to our paint experts, and we have a gentleman who used to own Levin & Paint and Decorating. He represents us now in the paint area of all of our stores. And he and the girl in our Bristol store named Belinda, they grabbed me when I asked the question. Be careful what questions you ask. But they grabbed me and said, okay, here's a phrase that you have to remember. Because the most important thing in any painting project is preparing the surface you're going to paint.
Yeah.
And you do that per the instructions on the back of the can. What does that paint want for a surface when you are ready to paint? To your point, how do you make sure that what you're putting on, formulation may be a little different than what it was 10 years ago, how do you make sure it's going to stay there?
That's
and we've
right.
all fielded calls that from people that say, this paint's peeling off the wall.
Or it bubbles or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. You want to just say, sorry, that's not a paint problem usually. But anyway, their phrase is that the surface must be clean, dry, and dull.
Clean, dry, and dull. That's great.
And then they go on to say, meaning not shiny,
mm-hmm.
not smooth, not dirty, and not damp. So they're covering it from both ends.
Yeah. Well, to get it to that degree, you need the right, you're also going to need the right tools. It isn't just about the can of paint and a brush. It needs more, doesn't it?
And that's the next thing, is that if we consider it our job, our function, our goal, whatever you want to call it, is to make sure that you have every single tool, every supply, every piece of protective equipment that you need so that you can complete your project, not just sell you the product. Things like drop cloths, sanding blocks, sandpaper, scrapers, leveling compound. And, it used to be you had to use sheetrock compound to fix nail holes and things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not anymore. They had some fantastic products that just apply and dry in a heartbeat. They're beautiful. So the next thing you do is you select the primer that is needed. Again, those instructions are on the back of the can. They will tell you if you're painting a wood wall, what to use for a primer. If you're painting a sheetrock wall, what to use for a primer. If you're painting a pre-painted wall, they will tell you what to use for a primer. So again, guys, pay attention. I'm one of you, and I don't pay attention. But you got to read the back of the can. So the last thing to think about, assuming that your customer A read the can, B has all the tools and things that they need, is to make sure they have the proper cleanup products.
And that's important. I mean, sometimes people think it's just all water and soap, and it's, well, it's a little more involved than that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we have a huge amount of foam brushes, which I alluded to, for painting behind the toilet. one-time use brushes. And I went to a paint class one time, and I have never forgotten what the gentleman said. He said, all of us have these one-time use brushes. The one time you use that brush should be to throw it away. Now, we kind of laughed at him because there's places for these kinds of things, but he's absolutely right. Our parents bought paintbrushes of very high quality, and they took care of them.
Yes.
I can remember my dad taking a coffee can and taking a eighth-inch dowel and running it across the top of the coffee can, and he would fill that with paint thinner up to wherever the height of the brush bristles were, and he would hang the brushes in that can for weeks. I'm not sure that's the right thing to do, but it's one heck of a lot better than letting the paint dry on the bristles of the brush, because now all you got is a stick to hit things with.
Well, and that does happen. In my own experience, I prefer a nicer, higher quality brush. And if you buy a cheap brush or a single-use brush, the quality of the finish is just not going to be as good as it would be with the right brush. But I always, you know, I found out, somebody told me this, and it does sort of work. You take a plastic bag, stick the brush in the plastic bag when you're finished with part of the project, and stick it in the refrigerator. When you come back, most of the time the brush is still usable and you can still paint with it. So I don't know if that's still recommended or not. I'm able to do it with some of my brushes, but brushes, you got to take care of them.
Well, and I found out years ago that if you buy about half of the products that you're going to apply for a wall, for painting and staining, are water cleanup. If they're latex-based, they're water cleanup. So all you have to do is rinse this brush out thoroughly. Guys, yeah. Remember that word, thoroughly.
Oh, yes.
And then you can reuse it.
That's.
So again, you know what? We'll sum this thing up by saying, all right, we're going to work a little backwards on a painting project. We're going to choose our finished product first. We're going to ask what supplies we need, and then you're going to follow the instructions on the back of the can and remember the phrase, clean, dry, and dull.
Those are words to live by when you paint.
Do it once, do it right. And everybody, please stay safe out there.
Yep, you stay safe too, Bob, and we'll talk about some stuff next week.
See you then.